Leading the news this morning, the Catholic Church is expected to respond today to concerns about Father John Walsh, the priest who defended George Pell at the Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse. The ABC has revealed that back in 2012, the Catholic Church paid compensation to John Roach, who says he was sexually abused by Father Walsh while training as a priest in 1982. Father Walsh says the incidents were consensual and did not constitute abuse. The ABC has contacted Cardinal George Pell and Archbishop Dennis Hart for comment. Mr. Roach says he was shocked when he saw Father Walsh had given evidence.
Do you think he can be called a credible witness?
I think he's certainly a compromised witness.
Five dangerous house fires in Sydney this week have prompted safety warnings from the fire brigade. Last night, a man in his 70s was treated for smoke inhalation after a house fire at Greystanes in Sydney's west. And yesterday morning, a man also in his 70s died in a blaze at a house in Toongabie, also in Sydney's west. Afghan forces are facing defeat by the Taliban in Helmand province. The Taliban says it has seized the entire district around Sangin and their flag is now flying over the town. However, the Afghan Defence Ministry insists the fighting there is continuing. And a man has been pulled alive from rubble more than 60 hours after landslides in China. The 19-year-old man is now in a stable condition in hospital in Shenzhen. Around 80 other people are still missing.